You're listening to the StoryCorps podcast. StoryCorps is a nonprofit supported by donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. We've got two stories for you this week. First, Kiani Popcorn Marshall and her dad, Bo Harris. Most of the time, to record a StoryCorps interview, we ask that you're at least 10 years old. But for Popcorn, we made an exception. She was just 8 and a half when she interviewed her father. Popcorn's parents were separated for 5 years, but today they're back together. And here, Popcorn and her father talked about the changes in their family.
Who has been the kindest to you in your life?
I would have to say my mother. When I do something and she's, like, mad, she understands and she tries to lower her temper down, and I think that is kind.
Have me and Mom ever extremely disappointed you?
Yes. She asked me if I wanted to meet my father, and I was already 5 years old, and I was, like, wondering why couldn't she have said that before? And I was disappointed that she didn't. If I could do it now, then why couldn't I have done when I was 4, 3, or 1? And you have disappointed me, Dad, because you have not been in my life for 5 years. Are you ashamed that you went with my sister's and brother's mom?
No, I'm not ashamed. I regret that I didn't make better decisions when I was younger, and I would have took more accountability for everyone's feelings involved. Have Mom and I ever made you extremely proud of us?
I have been extremely proud of you when you came to my life. That was a big deal for me. So much when I met you that I started crying when I went home and you didn't come with us. I was disappointed then, but I'm not now because you've gained up those 5 years and you've been in my life ever since.
From time to time, I become mostly upset from the decisions that I made in the past, but then I appreciate who I evolved into as a person. The man, the father, I'm glad I reached this point. Popcorn, I would like to thank you for your time.
I would like to thank you for your time too, Daddy.
Popcorn Marshall with her father, Bo Harris. Bo Harris is now the founder of America's Children. It's an organization that provides parenting workshops for inner city families. This week, a federal judge in California struck down the ban on gay marriage known as Proposition 8. So to end this podcast, we bring you MJ Seides' love story. MJ met her partner, Marty, in the early 1990s. Marty had been married and had raised a family before they met. And when they got together, MJ soon embraced her new extended family, especially her 13-year-old granddaughter, Jenna Alperin.
How has your life been different than what you thought it was going to be?
I thought that my life was probably not one that was going to be worth living. There was this hole that I had all of my life because I never thought I'd be able to walk along the beach and hold somebody's hand because I'm gay. But, you know, when I fell in love with my mommy, I knew that she was my soulmate. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
I had never felt that way about anyone before. And after she had gotten her divorce from Grandpa Jim, she was very upfront with your mom. She told your mom she was in love, and it was with a woman. And that was the first time that anyone was proud to say that they loved me. That made me the happiest I'd ever been in my life. And then when I got to know your mom and Uncle Justin, I knew that I had hit paradise because I now have a family that I can wrap my arms around.
Is there anything that you've never told me but you want to tell me now?
You know, you and I talk about most things, but this is the first time that we've ever talked about the fact that I'm gay. And I guess what I want to ask you is, does it embarrass you to have a gay grandma?
No.
No.
It doesn't really matter because it just matters my relationship with you.
I always tell you how much I love you, but I don't know that you can really understand the depth of it because you're someone that I never thought would be in my life, and I can't imagine my life without you. you have always been a child that makes up her own mind, and I am so, so proud of you.
Well, you're one of my favorite grandmas. You do, like, a lot of things with me, like ride roller coasters and play poker. I don't know what life would be like without you here.
I love you, sweetheart.
Love you, too.
Jenna Alperin with her grandmother, MJ Seide, in Norfolk, Virginia. After more than 17 years together, MJ and Marty are getting married in Washington, D.C. this fall. See photos on our website, storycorps.org. While you're there, you can hear hundreds of other stories. And just a reminder that StoryCorps is still in the running to win a contest from American Express called Members Project. You vote for your favorite nonprofit, and the nonprofit that gets the most votes wins $200,000. Every vote counts, and you can vote every week through the end of August. So please go to membersproject.com and pick us. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Nadia Raymond. Thanks for listening.
Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. All StoryCorps interviews are housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And you can hear StoryCorps on NPR's Morning Edition and on Latino USA with Maria Hinojosa. Learn more about the project, including how to make a reservation for your own interview, at StoryCorps.org.